We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Shloisha Achim, Shnayim Mehem Nesu and Shtei Achayis. You have three brothers. Two of them, let's say Reuven and Shimon, are married two sisters, Aisha Abita. Or Reuven and Shimon are married a woman and their daughter, Aisha Basbita. Or Aisha, Reuven's married to the Aisha, and Shimon's married to the Basbita. Aisha or Basbino. Or Reuven's married to the Isha, and Shimon's married to the Basbino. All these four cases, it's either or, where two brothers are married to women who are related to each other. Either they're sisters, or it's a mother and a daughter, or a mother and a granddaughter, or a granddaughter through a son. Either way, in these cases, if it's impossible for both of them to marry to one person, and here there's one brother, they both fall to one brother, this one brother cannot do yibum to either one. Why? Because it's achois zikukosai. It's a kroivas zikukosai. They're both zakuk to yibum, one from Reuven and one from Shimon. They both are, he's mechuyven yibum on them, and either one is a relative to the other one, and therefore, the halacha is, according to the Tanakhama, harei ulecholtzois flemis yavmais. Because according to the Tanakhama, achois zikukosai is only iser derabanan. Be'etzem midaraisa, he could pick either one and do Yibum, and the other one automatically will be potter from Yibum because it will be a karov of his wife now that he did Yibum to. But Lamaisa, since it's there's an Issa D'Rabbanan of Achois Zikukasa, we don't allow you to marry even one of them, because when you do Yibum on one of them, you are doing Yibum on a karov of someone else who was a Zakuk to you, had a Zikah to you, had a connection to you through the Chi of Yibum. So according to Tanakhama, Re'el Echoltzos Lemis Yavmas. Rav Shimon, Poiter, Rav Shimon holds that you're potter. There's no chalitza or yibum, because they both fell as a tzara, as related to each other. They're potter. Ha'isa achas mehem asura olav isa erva. If one of these two sisters, for example, or Isha Obita, was asur iser erva, then that one is potter. And the other one, automatically, you could do yibum by it. Asubo, mutavachaisa. And the Gemara will tell us why we need this halacha again. Issa mitzvah, issa kedusha, chalzos lemesiyav emes. If one of the two sisters only issa mitzvah, not issa erva, the halacha is that chalzos lemesiyav emes, because in this case we're saying they're not potter from yibum, because issa mitzvah is not enough of erva to be potter from yibum. But on the other hand, you can't do yibum either, because it's a mitzvah, it's a kedusha. They're chalzos lemesiyav emes. The Gemara will have a question on that also as well. We'll see when we see the Gemara. So the point we learned in the Mishnah so far is that the Tanakhama is consistent with the Shita, that we have two kroivites that fall to one person, to one brother, and the halacha will be also falls to two brothers, the same halacha. They both can't do yibum because achois zikukasai. It's a karav of your zikukasai. And Rav Shimon says your poiter. What's Pshat Rav Shimon? Zok to Gemara. Tanya. Rav Shimon poiter v'shteim. Rav Shimon holds both these women who fell from, you know, one sister from Reuven, the other sister from Shimon, they're both potter, potter v'shteim, and chalitza or yibum. Both don't have to have chalitza or yibum. Why? Shinam, this is in the pasuk. Ve'isha al achoyis l'sikach l'tzvar. A person should not take a woman and her sister as a wife, as a co-wife. And we dash from there, v'shah shenashu tzaris zu l'zu, anytime they're becoming a tzara to each other, lo'yi l'cha l'kuchim afil v'achas mem. When two sisters become co-wives, there is no tefis exclusion to either one. What are we talking about? We're talking about a case where they both fall to Yibum. Rav Shimon's mechadish to us that there is no Yibum whatsoever. They don't even need chalitza. According to Rav Shimon, technically, achois zikukasai is an iser d'araisa. And the same thing of Isha Abita. If they both fall to you, and they're zakuk, both zakuk to you, and they're related, the potter from chalitza and a Yibum, that's the lach of Rav Shimon. That's the chiddush that Rav Shimon's poiter. And then the next part of Mishnah says that what happens if one of the two sisters, or one of the two of Isha Obita, or one of the two of Isha Basbita, if one of these are an Erva, two Levi, so then you could do Yibum on the other one because they're both not falling to Levi, because one of them is an Erva, there's not a Din Yibum on the other one, therefore only one of them are falling to Levi, and therefore he could do Yibum on the other one. So the kasha is, Hasul Amali, Haidu Hach. We had the exact same case in the Reisha, in the first Mishnah already, it says clearly, Haisa Achas Mem Asura Alav Issa Erva, also Ba'amot Ha'chaisa. It says in the first Mishnah. So what did they repeat it again for? Hasul Amali, Haidu Hach. Zok the Gemara, the Rav Shimon Etzrich. You need a coin to Rav Shimon. The Chiddush is for Rav Shimon. Sa'ak Adai Techamina, you would think, Ha'ilv Amar Rav Shimon, Shtei Achais, Lechotzo Islam Isiyavais. Since Rav Shimon says that two achayis lechol zoyis v'levis yavvos, that there is no chalitza whatsoever by two sisters, ligzar mishum beiz achayis da alma. Here, if you allow one of them to do yibum on one of them, there's going to be a gzeirah, otu, when there's stam two sisters, they're going to do yibum. And there it's a deraisa, like this. The first Mishnah also said, you're not allowed to do yibum on one of the sisters, al tachayis zil kosay. But it's only issa derabbanon in that case. That case is only an issa derabbanon. It's not an issa deraisa. So there, maybe over there, dafka, if one sister was an erva, the other sister will be mutter. If one sister is erva, the other sister will be mutter. Why? Because they're not worried to come to do yibum on the two. On one of the two, even if they're not an erva. But there, it's only Isra Abanon, so maybe they're making Gzeira. But according to Rav Shimon, the halach is, if two sisters fall to one brother, the halach is, it's Isra de Araisa. The halach is Isra de Araisa. And so maybe here, we're much more careful, and we don't, even if one of them is an erva, we don't let you marry one of those sisters, because you might come to do, even in a regular case, two sisters, where it's Isra de Araisa. Kamash v'lon, no. If one's an erva, it's more to do the other one. The Mishnah ended off, that if it's an Issa mitzvah, that one of these two, let's say it's Rachel and Leah, you have Reuben married to Rachel, Shimon married to Leah, and then Reuben and Shimon both die, fall to Leah. So he said that according to Shimon, you part them both, because Rachel and Leah, two sisters fell together to Leah, there's a p'tur on that. So it said, if one of Rachel or Leah, one of them was an Erva, then Leah's mutter to marry Levi, that's what he said. What about one of them, Rachel and Leah, is an Issa mitzvah, or Issa kedusha, which means Issa derabbanan of Erva, or Issa lav? It says you have to have chalitza. Right to my question, we're going to Rav Shimon over here. According to Rav Shimon, if two sisters fall to someone, mid the right, so they're potter from Chalitza and Yibum. Because two sisters fall together, they're potter. So if you have an Issa mitzvah, how does it make it all of a sudden? Chiyav Chalitza. Right to Gemara, Vam Rav Shimon, Shtei Achoyos, Loich Tapach of Dasam Aleph, Vam Rav Shimon, Shtei Achoyos, Loich Chalitza of Dasam Yavmas. Two sisters that fall to someone, to Levi, to a brother, Loich Chalitza of Dasam Yavmas. So why over here, all of a sudden, why would you need chalitza? If midaraisa, you don't need chalitza. You don't hear midaraisa, according to Rav Shimon, you don't like Rav Shimon, two sisters that fall, but always need chalitza, because it's only the rabbanding and a chayitza kukasa. So we understand, the issa mitzvah doesn't make a het to yibum, you still need chalitza. But according to Rav Shimon, two sisters that fall, there's a p'tur of yibum, because there's two achayis fell together, two sisters fell together, the p'tur yibum of the tzrar. If it's a p'tur of yibum, why, if one's an issa mitzvah, now also nechayiv chalitza to both of them, then that makes no sense. So to Gemara, I'll tell you why. Gzeirim shum issa mitzvah da'ama. Someone sees the story and sees they both go out with achalitza even. They say, "Yeah, I know why. Because issa shnia, which is a issa, they're a bottom of erva, doesn't need chalitza, which is not true. So therefore, we don't want you to think that, and therefore we give chalitza. Gzeirim shum issa mitzvah da'ama. Regular case of issa mitzvah. In this case, taki don't need chalitza because they fell as sisters. But people will think it's because of issa mitzvah that he doesn't need chalitza. We don't want people to think that. Therefore, we give him chalitza, give her chalitza. Right, the Gemara. That's good. When there's Rachel and Leah over here, so if Rachel's an Issa Mitzvah, you got to give her Chalitza because people shouldn't think that she's going out free because of Issa Mitzvah. What do you do about the sister, Leah? Leah is not a Shnia, so why does she need Chalitza? She fell as a Tzara to her sister, and according to Shimon Yipata, so why would she need Chalitza? And for the Gemara, Gzeira Achoysa Mishum Losa Dida. The Achoysa is Otu, the one who's an Issa Mitzvah. That if you're not going to give the achaisa chalitza, you're going to come to not give the issa mitzvah one chalitza, and then that will be a gzeira to issa mitzvah da'ama. Basically, it's like a gzeira l'gzeira, gzeira achaisa mishum lasa dida. Right, the Gemara, by every erva that goes out free, we don't make a gzeira to shav chalitza or to the other one. But gabi erva loy gazrinon, every erva we say that if one's an erva, the halacha is that the she goes out, and the other, if you go out and add chalitza yibum, and the other one can even marry the, even if they're related, the other one can marry Levi. Now, Shaila is, why don't we make the erva get chalitza? We should also make get chalitza because of gzeira of the achaisa. Because if you let her go out free, maybe let the sister go out free. Maybe let her sister go out free. So why don't we do it? Now we say we make a gzeira, even if someone has a real p'tur, we make a gzeira to something else. Here also, let's make a gzeira by every erva, let's make a gzeira to the sister. So tomorrow, no, we're not going to make a gzeira for that. Shani erva, the migmar gmirilei, in chi, v'kala islei. People understand when they see that Erva goes out Echlitza Yibum, they understand, let's say it's his Chamoisai that felt him, his mother-in-law that felt him to Yibum. Everyone understands the reason they're going out Echlitza Yibum is because they're Erva. They're not going to come to do anything. Masha Inkein, by Issa Mitzvah, people, by two sisters rather, that fall, according to Rav Shimon, not everyone knows this halacha, that two sisters that fall together to someone is they're both part of Echlitza Yibum. They don't know this. They don't know to come by Erva because two sisters fell, because Lutzerah. They don't know this halacha. And therefore, they're going to come to make a mistake. And if you let the Issa Mitzvah go out for free because they fell as Saras, they're not going to chap. That's the reason. They come to Mata, Issa Mitzvah, the Alma. Masha'inkein, by one's erva, they're not going to say, oh, because this one out, it must be because Achais Zikukasa goes out for free. They're not going to say that. And they're not going to make a mistake like that. Everyone knows this halacha. And therefore, there is no gzera in such a case. So the Mishnah, the new Mishnah, and this Mishnah of Iker will be bringing the Shita of Beis Shammai, who holds that Maimar is Koina. And to talk about Maimar, this Mishnah a lot. Maimar means what? Usually, Midaraisa, when a brother dies and someone has to Yibam, you do Bia. Yivama, Yava, Yaleha, that will Kachal El Isha, that's how you get her for a wife. That's Iker, Yibam is through Bia. You don't do Kedushin. Usually, when you marry a wife, you have to do Kedushin, that's called Erisin. Then you have Nisuin. Here, Yibum works different. Yibum works with Bia alone.
There's no Kedushin at all.
There's no Kedushin at all. And there's a Dindar Abon. If you give Kedushin, it needs a get. But it doesn't take care of the Yibum. What?
It needs a get.
If
somebody didn't do Yibum with you.
Right, Medar Abon. According to Basilis Rabbanim, according to Beshama, it may be the Raisa. We'll see in the Mishnah, the Bidaf Kaminis. But according to Rabbanim, Maim is only the Rabbanim. According to Beshama, Pashtus is the Raisa. And he learns that from Lekoch Alei Isha, there's the Raisa Gedin of Maim of Kedushin.
What?
By every Kedushin, there's a Shiloh, there's a Ksuba alone. Only by Nesuin, there's a Ksuba. But by a Yibum, there's a Ksuba, but only for the Nesuin. Kedushin is a Shiloh. Every Kedushin is a Shiloh, but here, that's a Shiloh. Every Kedushin, if you make it tonight, then there is Ksuba. Okay, Dr. Mishnah. Shloisha Achem, Shaimen, Nesuin, Shtei Achayes. Three brothers, two of them married, two sisters, Echem Mufna. One of them is single. It's not really Sonagay that he's single, but it's a fuk in the next Mishnah where he's married to someone else. That's what said Mufna. One was single. Okay, Meis Echem Bale Chayes. One of the brothers died. Reuven died. Reuven is married to Rachel. Shimon is married to Leah. Reuven dies. Okay? Meis Echem Bale Chayes. Va'asa ba Mufna Maimer. And this Levi, who is single, was planning on marrying Reuven's wife. So he gave her Maimer. He gave her Kedushin. And before he had a chance to do anything else, va'achak meis achiv hasheni, Shimon died. Now we have a case of two sisters. Now regularly, we know two sisters fall to Levi. Levi can't marry either of them. Why not? Because according to the Tanakhama of Rav Shimon, it's achoyz zikukasa. It's the rabban de gedin. Achoyz zikukasa. It's the sister of someone zakatim. Therefore, he can't marry her. But here it's a little different. Here he started it off already. He did a maimer. So it's a machlokes. Veishami oimrim ishta imay. The one he gave Maimer to is his wife now. The other one goes out, doesn't even need Chalitza. Why? Because Maimer, according to Vesham, is still a real marriage. So he's married to this lady, to Rachel. And Leah goes, when Leah, when Shimon dies and Leah falls to Yibam, Leah goes out with nothing. You know why? It's a Chayz Ishtai. It's a Erva. No. Since Maimer is not a real Kenyan into Rachel, when Leah gave Maimer to Rachel, it's not a real Kenyan. So therefore, he still has to do Yibum on Shimon's wife because she's not an Erva yet because not really married to Reuven's wife yet. So you have to give to the Rachel who gave Maimer to ready, you have to give her Get and Chalitza. The Eishes Achiv and Shimon's wife, Bechalitza also need Chalitza. Zui Shomru, this is a cloud that we have said in other places. Oilel Ishtoi, Boilel Eishes Achiv. He's not gonna. He loses both of them. He loses his wife, with the one he did Maimer to. He's planning on marrying. He loses her now because now Shimon died and his wife became Achoyz Zikukasa, and it wasn't really his wife yet to knock out the other one else Erva. But Ola Eshachiv, he also can't marry Shimon's wife because that's it's first of all Achoyz Zikukasa, and second of all it's Achoyz. It's a little bit of Achoyz Grushasa, so therefore he can't marry either one. Either one he can't marry. It's a little bit of a shvera line, this line, because the truth is, Reuven and Shimon die, Levi never can marry either one anyway. But here, it's a little worse. He started making a maimer, we're saying, Oilel Ishtoi, Oilel Eishes Achim. Akaponim, this is the case of Oloi, Ishtav Oloi Shazach, that's the Mishnah says.
He was born after they got married.
No, he wasn't born here. He was born after. After they can't marry anyone. It's Ishtav Shloi V'lama, it's called. Ishtav Shloi V'lama. He was the same age as them. He was 1 year behind them. He was all the same age. Just the point here is that if he would have married, did Reba Reuben's wife, then that would have been his wife. When Shimon dies, and Shimon's wife falls to him, it would have nothing, because it's Erba, it's his wife's sister. So here, he only did a Maimer, that's the Machlaikas. But Shammai says that's enough to make it his wife. And Mesil says, no, it's not enough, and therefore, they're both now regular, classic, Achois Zikukasa. So said in the Mishnah, Zui, this is a case of Oila Lishtoi, but Oila Lishtoi. So the Zui Lemutimai, what's this coming to exclude? Lemutte, what's it coming to exclude? Like, this is the case, not a different case. Lemutte Hachter Abishua. What's Rabbi Yeshua? You have to go with the Perek Beis Shammai, which is a Perek later on in the Sefer Zivamis, I think it's 11th Perek, and that's the 13th Perek. There is a case like this. You have Reuben and Shimon, a whole new case. Okay, no sisters here. This is sisters. A whole new case of sisters. Reuben is married to the older sister who's a Gedoyla, and Shimon's married to a Ketana. That was the case. Reuben's married to Rachel, who's the older. And Shimon's married to Leah, who's a Ketana. She's not even Bas Mitzvah yet. Reuven dies. Okay, Reuven dies. Now, his wife falls to Shimon. Now, usually, if Shimon's married to a wife and the sister falls, it goes out Erva. But here, it's only a Ketana. Ketana's not Kedushin Daraisa. Wasn't the father to marry off. So here, what should you do? So the Homachlag is what to do. You know what Rav Shua says? Rav Shua says, both are also to you now. Your wife, your current Ketana wife is also to you because since she's a Ketana, so it's not really Ishtoi. So now it's Achois Zikukasai because Reuben's wife is coming falling to you. And you can't marry Reuben's wife because it's Achois, you're one who's Ishtoi right now. So therefore you can't marry either one. So Rabbi Shua says
why
on that.
Why can't you marry the other one?
Which one? Reuben's wife?
Yeah.
The Gedoyla?
Yeah.
Because since he's married to the Ketana now, it looks like Achois Ishtoi. Well, it's also Achois
Zikukasai. Even though. It's more like a Marasai.
Right. It's a Chayt Ishtam Darbanon or Chayt Ishtam Darbanon. So therefore, Rabbi Shua says in that case, Oyloy Ishtay is a real case like that. Oyloy Ishtay, it's Oyloy his wife now, he loses her. Oyloy Ishtay, he can't marry his brother's wife. That's Rabbi Shua's Shita. Rabbi Yezer and Rabbi have other eights there. One says, wait till she's a Gedoyla, and then automatically the other one falls off. Or you do Mion, different cases. But Rabbi Shua says, Oyloy Ishtay, Oyloy Ishtay, and our Mishnah is saying, Zui, this is the case. This is the case. And no other case is the case. That's what we're coming to exclude.